This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What is happening to this week? We are already halfway to the weekend. It's Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon. You know, I say this at the end of the show, and I should say it at the beginning of the show, because I know that not everybody listens to this entire show. Most people, I'm sure, do, but not everybody does. Hey, listen, I appreciate all of you. You know, you are just a big part of my life. And though we don't see each other, I have met many of you. I know some of you, but I've met many of you over the years. I've met many of you recently, and I know what you look like, and I know who you are, and I envision all of your faces while I'm doing this show, so I never feel like I'm alone in the studio. And I just I appreciate all of you, and you are part of my life. You know, I've been doing this. My God, you know what I realized? I've been doing this over 55 years, and I learned that today when Keith Spira, who was the entertainment journalist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, Keith Spira asked me to be a guest on his show, Let's Talk, on WLAE. And so it was taped this morning. So I was at the studio, and he said, you know, been in the business for 55 years. It just occurred to me, yeah, that's a long time. I mean, I knew it was over 50 years, but I didn't know that we'd already gotten to about 55 years. So, you know, this has just been a truly incredible career for me. And, you know, there's just no end in sight. I mean, it keeps getting better. And, I love the social media stuff, and now I'm on Substack, and there's a whole new audience on Substack, and I would love for you to join me and subscribe to Substack, because those who subscribe are going to get extra stuff. But all of the social media is an extension of this show, and there are references to this show on my social media, so it's all intertwined. But I love the freedom that I have on Substack. And some of you might see a side of me that you might not see on the air. Well, because of the FCC and things like that. All right. But anyway, I appreciate all of you, and I appreciate you being there. I appreciate what you say when I run into you, or you come to me and say hi and introduce yourselves or say you've been. I appreciate all of you. And you're just know that you are part of my life. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate that over the years. I appreciate those of you who have been listening for many years, and those of you who are some of our new listeners. Welcome, and you are part of this show. Even if you don't call, even if you don't text, if you tune in, you are part of the show. And thank you for that. All right, so five still on the run, and they're still looking for them, and the investigations continue, and this continues to be just a major embarrassment. There may be more arrests concerning this being an inside job at the Orleans Parish Prison. I see that Susan Hudson has discontinued her reelection campaign. And, you know, she would have wasted her money, because there's no way she was going to win reelection in October. There's no way she was going to win. There have been other things, but, you know, this was it. And I think voters need to do a better job of vetting people and not just listening to what other people say about people. And if Michelle Woodfork, who was the interim NOPD chief before Ann Kirkpatrick, if she's running for Orleans Parish Sheriff, she should win. And I think she's going to win. She did a great job as interim police chief. And there's no reason why we shouldn't trust her at Orleans Parish Prison. Maybe she can clear some things up that have been a mess for a long, long time. I feel so badly for the children of this Louisiana state representative. At about 2:30 this morning, troopers pulled over. Well, they didn't pull over this guy. This guy crashed. So it was a single vehicle crash, nobody else involved, and he ran into the embankment. And it's State Representative Kyle Green Jr. of Marrero, arrested for DWI and child endangerment. He had all of his kids in the car with him. So what happens? The police show up, daddy's drunk, daddy crashes the car. The kids are all okay, thank God. But I mean, what a horrible thing to go through. These kids have to see their dad get arrested. And then what happens to the kids? Does somebody call somebody to come pick up the kids? Do the kids go with the police? Your dad might not be, you know, the greatest person in the world. Your dad might have made a really bad, bad mistake, but it's still your dad. And I think about these kids, and I just immediately thought how I would feel if that would have been my dad, and I would have been in that situation. And I just feel so badly for those kids. So when you hear this story, think about the trauma that those kids went through after the dad got into a crash. All right, so there's a bill advancing in the legislature that would outlaw most speeding cameras in Louisiana. So what's the deal here? What's the problem with speeding cameras? You want to be able to speed? I mean, sometimes I go a little bit over the speed limit once in a while. I have to admit that. I'm not proud of that. And not in neighborhoods, just on the interstate. I might go just a little bit over the speed limit. So what's the deal against speeding cameras? You don't want to get caught. You want to be able to speed. Is that the deal? We'll talk about that this afternoon. There is a militia-style group that is targeting Doppler weather radar towers around the country because they think they're being used as weather weapons. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but this group is called Veterans on Patrol, and they're listed by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an anti-government militia organization, and they think that the National Weather Service and the network of Doppler radars are weather weapons, and they're being used by the National Weather Service. Get out the tinfoil. And I'm assuming that the sale of tinfoil, based on some of the people who call this show and some of the people who post on social media, I'm assuming that there's a big market for tinfoil out there because there have got to be a lot of people wearing tinfoil hats. So I don't know, if you're looking for an investment, you might want to invest in that. Hey, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I also want to take a moment at the beginning of the show to thank everybody at Bonvenue Bank in Mandeville, on the East Causeway approach, in the same shopping center with Rouse's. There is a brand new Bonvenue Bank. It is beautiful, beautiful sign outside. It's a beautiful bank. They were so nice to us, and I loved doing the show there yesterday. And I started to mention this, but we really didn't get into it because we got distracted with other things. But the world's first mass-produced flying car is going on sale within the first 3 months of next year. So in less than a year, a mass-produced flying car is going to go on sale. There's a lot of things for us to talk about here. Now, we don't trust drivers, right? You don't trust drivers on the street. Do you trust them flying their vehicle? Now, look, it's going to cost about $1 million. And so not everybody's going to be able to afford one. But just because you're rich doesn't mean you're a good driver. There are a lot of rich people who are not good drivers. And do we trust these people to fly? So we'll talk about that this afternoon. I'm going to do the best I can. I wanted to do it yesterday, but I didn't get to it. There's a new roller coaster at a place that is supposed to be like the roller coaster capital of the world, Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. This park, Cedar Point. And they have all kinds of rides. They've got all kinds of roller coasters. But now they're about to open up this brand new roller coaster. And part of it disconnects from the track in midair and then turns straight down. It's crazy. I mean, as much as I love roller coasters, I don't know. I'm not sure I'd want to do this. I mean, I'm sure they're testing it, and I'm sure I would be safe, but I'm not sure that I want to go through the grief that I would go through for this, you know, minute or two ride. Also, the White House press secretary says that the president of the United States is committed to obtaining Greenland by any means necessary. And he says he's not going to let this idea of gaining control of Greenland go. The current president is using security, the national security of the country, as an excuse to gain control of Greenland. I think this is nothing but an ego thing for him, because we have a base there. With communications being the way they are, I don't think we really have to have Greenland. I'm not a military strategist. I'm not a military expert. But there have been a lot of people who have been dealing with military strategy over the years, and nobody's brought up Greenland. I mean, a few people have, but it's not, it doesn't seem like it's a big deal. So we may get into that this afternoon. Tucker Carlson is bashing the president over his deal to build hotels and resorts in the Gulf. This is the guy, remember, who wanted to ban Muslims coming to our country, and now he's cozying up to the Muslims. So he shouted out, quiet, quiet, and he just lashed out at NBC News, calling a reporter a jerk in the Oval Office. Now, we have a very immature president, very immature, and the juvenile language that he uses at times and how he approaches things is completely undignified. And, you know, if you want everyone to respect the office of the presidency, you have to be respectful. Anyway, the president also is telling Walmart, don't you raise prices. Walmart is reporting that they're making money. They're reporting big profits. And so with the tariffs, Walmart says it's going to raise prices. Why can't Walmart eat some of that, not make as much money, and not pass it on to the consumers? I think that would be a great PR move for Walmart. I think it'd be a good move. And really a very good thing to do for its image. And I think more companies should do this. But companies don't do this. They squeeze the profits. And if anything infringes on their profits, they pass it on to the consumers. Why can't some companies eat that? You know, I mean, if I had a company and I'm making all this money and then there's a price increase, I don't know if I would be so willing to just pass it on to the consumer if I could absorb that and still make money. So I kind of agree with the president when it comes to that. And we'll tell you, we were going to do it the other day, but we'll tell you what Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend fantasizes about these days. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well. Didn't expect to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene and fantasize in the same sentence, but
yeah,
it's just that
I
time
know.
Of year.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell you now. Brian Glenn is her boyfriend. He's the chief White House correspondent for Real America's Voice. It's a media outlet, Real America's Voice. And they're dating, and he says he fantasizes about having, well, it involves handcuffs. I'll tell you this, it involves handcuffs. He fantasizes about having all of Trump's foes, like all the media people, all of Trump's foes, he fantasizes about having them arrested and put in big, beautiful handcuffs. Now, if you think about your girlfriend, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think it's better to fantasize about Trump's foes being in big, beautiful handcuffs than fantasize about her. Because I think she's a skank. But again, the judgment of beauty is very subjective. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870, and five escapees from the Orleans Parish Prison are still on the loose. You think they're singing this song? Well, I think eventually we're going to find all of them. But isn't there a possibility that a few of them might escape forever? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on Devin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
WL. You know, maybe these escapees from OPP, maybe they're going to get tired of running. We're tired of running. We're tired of hiding. Let's just turn ourselves in and go back to that small jail cell. I don't think they're going to do that. I think the freedom is going to be infectious and contagious, really. And I don't know that they're going to want to, you know, go back. I don't think they're going to get tired of running. And five of them are out there. Look, I really trust our law enforcement. I really do. I trust our law enforcement. They do just an amazing job. And they have found five more still to go, and they're getting tips and they're getting information. And I think it's great that they're getting tips. So there are some people who are actually calling in and saying, hey, we know this about this person. I think that's really good. And it's important for people to help the police by giving them the information they need. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And you know, I'm curious about this bill. The Louisiana House Transportation Committee has approved a bill, a Senate bill, that would attempt to prevent speed cameras that issue tickets from operating outside of school zones. What is the reason for this? Do you want to be able to speed? Are they not accurate? Are they not giving out tickets fairly? The Louisiana Sheriff's Association supports this bill from Monroe Senator Stuart Cathy, but there are a lot of police departments around the state that oppose the legislation. So what's the deal here? Do you want to be able to speed? Is that why you want the speeding cameras gone? If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Gregory's in Metairie. Hey, Gregory, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, man, it's nice to hear. I can't believe it's 5 years since your last anniversary.
It's hard to believe, yeah, that 50th anniversary party was 5 years ago.
Congratulations to you, my old friend.
Thank you.
That was a great party. I think you need another one. Wait, we got to wait another 5 years?
No.
60th anniversary?
No, I'm in the process of working on an 80s party, another 80s party, and I hope it happens this summer, so we'll talk about that.
I would be there. I had so much fun at that party. I never got to tell you and to thank you, but I got to talk to you and Ian a lot that night, and that was really nice.
Well, thank you for being there, too.
Nobody could have been nicer than you and Ian. Okay, I think Donald Trump sounds juvenile sometimes because he's talking to a dumbed-down media. And I think, he says some things that are really, even getting me. I have to throw my earbuds out of my head sometimes. But look what he's dealing with. I mean, come on.
Well, is it a dumbed-down media, or is he really talking to a dumbed-down America?
Well, you have a point there, and I'm not going to argue that. I'm really not going to argue that. But I guess you know where my feelings lie. I think the guy's trying to do the best job he can, given what he's got. And I don't think he takes a lot of BS, I kind of like the way he manhandles the media sometimes because they ask the most ridiculous questions. Come on, Scoop.
No, I agree. I know. I mean, I often call out the media for asking stupid questions, and it's not only news journalists, it's sports reporters as well.
He had the prime minister of South Africa in the Oval Office, and this guy's denying all this stuff about what they're doing to white Afrikaners. And he pulled out a monitor, and President was speechless. They are really murdering and taking people's property away. And President Trump decides to let, the first 47 or 49 people into the country, and the Democrats are, because they're white. It has nothing to do with whites, but saving lives. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, the president seems to be very picky about what lives he cares about. He doesn't seem to care about all lives.
I disagree with you there.
We can disagree. Gregory, I understand the point about the media, and I don't always defend the media, but the president is juvenile, and he's not adding. I still respect the office of the presidency, but he's not.
I said that. I agree that he comes out juvenile. I respect your opinions always. Why do you think I've been listening to you for 55 years? Well, even though I was in San Diego, I couldn't listen to you too much.
I appreciate it. Go ahead.
May I just before we let you go, Gregory? I just wanted to kind of push back a little bit on this idea that Trump is, the being very generous about the asylum and the refugee policy. I mean, that's what the asylum process has always been for, was for people whose lives were in danger. And whether that's people in South Africa or whether that's people in Venezuela or Mexico, there's always been a system in this country where you're allowed to come here and apply for that process and be moved here to protect your life and property.
But Ian, to kind of your point, a lot of the people flooding across that border for four years, they were fake asylum seekers. They were just looking for a better way of life. They weren't in any danger.
Even if that were true, why did we stop taking asylum seekers from any place except South Africa?
I can't argue with you on that one, Ian. I cannot. I respect you too much.
That's cool.
I call you Ian the hoax, but it's only because you're a young little kid and you're from Colorado.
Gregory's mind.
All right.
Hey, Gregory.
Listen, love all around to all of you guys.
All right. The discussion.
You guys have met me in person. I'm a nice guy.
The discussion
I'm
is great.
I'm attractive, and single.
The discussion is great. I appreciate the call. The discussion is great. But, it really is interesting that the color of one's skin seems to have a lot to do with whether you get in this country. And the optics of this are not good, but the current president doesn't seem to care about that. And, there's a lot of details behind the scenes. I get it, but there's a lot of details behind all of the scenes. And the fact that so many people were faking trying to get into this country, Border Patrol should be able to keep them out. And what Biden did is unconscionable. He just ignored the border. He didn't do anything about it. And obviously, there was more that could have been done, because as soon as President Trump takes over, something's done about the border and things have changed. And I applaud President Trump for that. And I criticize Joe Biden for that. Please hear what I'm actually saying. And so the reality is that MAGA people don't care about brown people trying to come into this country. But they'll let white people in without a problem. There are illegal immigrants everywhere. There are illegal immigrants everywhere. When I lived in Philadelphia, man, I knew Irish illegal immigrants. And sometimes they would have to hide because, you know, they're working in bars and they're working in restaurants, and they're trying to hide because they're in this country illegally. But nothing is said of that. There's not a big deal about that. The big deal is about the brown people. And I realize that collectively a lot of people cheated to try to get into this country. That's not right. But that doesn't mean that there aren't some legitimate people that the current president didn't seem to even care about.
It's like if some people are cheating the system, in my view, the answer is to not turn off the system completely, which is part of what Trump did when he, you know, quote unquote, fixed the border, which, you know, I'm in agreement with you. It's always been an embarrassment. There's no disputing that the numbers are what they are now, and we should all be celebrating that. Part of what made that possible is that we just said, we're no longer going to accept any other refugees. We're just not going to do that anymore, except for these people from way over here who just happen to be white. Yep. And happened to just be from the country that Elon Musk was born in. You know, I don't know if there's a link there or not, but it's indisputable that there are lots and lots of refugees and asylum seekers from all over the world that are in a worse situation than these white South African farmers, and they are not being invited to the United States.
Well, exactly. That's exactly right. Hey, let's do a couple of texts.
Here's a text that says, what about the other genocide in Africa, the Rwandan genocide? You think we're going to fly a bunch of Rwandans over here? I don't think so.
I mean, okay, so I feel badly about that. We can't do everything. And, you know, I don't know what the source of that problem is. I think that's a problem that's been going on for probably decades. And when you've got tribes that have a history of hating each other and killing each other, I mean, do we send troops there? It'd be nice if we could. It'd be nice if we could send troops there and end that. But I don't know that we can solve every conflict in the world.
I agree. Here's a text that says, this is about Greenland. Text says, America's been relatively safe for hundreds of years without Greenland. What are the details of our urgent need to have it now, except for the dictator-like wishes of the current president?
Well, that's it. I mean, you nailed it. That's it. It's ego. It's just, you know, dictators try to take over territory. It's exactly what Putin is doing with Ukraine. Exactly what Putin did with other Russian areas, former Russian areas. He's trying to take over. You take territory. And so taking Greenland, making Canada the 51st state, this is ego-driven from someone who continues to display dictatorial mentality.
I've been very clear about this from the beginning. I've been kind of on board with, if not the details, at least the spirit of the plan to increase America's presence in and around and above the Arctic Circle. Wars will be fought and lost. Fortunes will be won and lost. Empires will rise and fall in the next 100 or 200 years based on what is happening in the Arctic Circle. Just because it's never been a concern before doesn't mean that it won't be in the future. We've never really been able to do meaningful resource extraction, certainly not agriculture, you know, any sort of development or settling, because it's just been too cold. But that's not the future that we're staring down. It's going to be a very different situation with shipping lanes, oil, all sorts of other stuff. And the stronger presence that America has in that part of the world, the better off we'll be. Having said that, I'm not on board with us bullying Greenland into becoming, you know, an American protectorate or taking it by force or any of the other things that are possible that the Trump administration, frankly, is not really outlining how they plan to do this. They just say, yeah, we're going to do it come hell or high water. Well, give us the details.
Well, there's a big difference between having a presence, and I can agree with that. Let's have a greater presence there. But there's a big difference between having a presence there, a greater presence, and taking over the country. because taking over the country again is the mindset of a dictator. And I'm not putting words where they don't belong. There are characteristics here that we should not ignore. And if we ignore them, then we're stupid.
And I'll leave you with this one about Sheriff Hudson in the jailbreak. This text says, you say there's no way Hudson would be reelected. You forget that the New Orleans voters were stupid enough to elect LaToya twice and shoot down her recall. So never say never.
You're right.
I don't know, man. Like
I don't think she could be reelected. I think this is pretty clear cut. But you know, you're right. You can't ever say never when it comes to New Orleans voters.
You can never say never. But also, let's not let this texter get away with kind of rewriting history and why LaToya Cantrell got a second term in office. At the end of her first term, she was quite popular. She was seen as effective, as a good mayor, as a good communicator, as a good sort of face of the nation as we were going through these assorted crises with Black Lives Matter and the pandemic and everything else. Then the main Republican opponent that she went up against, speaking of people that can't win a race in New Orleans, I mean, that was a joke. There was no competition for LaToya Cantrell in her reelection campaign.
Seriously, that's
why. And then
why,
she's really slid off the cracker after she won reelection.
That's why I considered running against her. And I really relished the moment that I would be able to debate her on radio and television, because I would have had an easy time debating her, I believe. But you know, you're right, and I pointed that out many times, that Cantrell changed after she knew she would not face the voters again. So her game was a game. Being mayor was a game. It was a game to BS you, to make you happy for the first term, and to get reelected, and then she didn't give a damn about you. She doesn't care. She can say she cares, but her actions speak much louder than her words.
One more thing quickly about the recall. The texter says the New Orleans voters shot down the recall. I'm not sure that's how I would describe it. The registrar of voters threw out 60% of the signatures because they were, you know, Mickey Mouse, or they were duplicates or whatever. If the organizers of that recall had not allowed for that mistake to happen, and they actually had that 60% of signatures that were actual voting residents, LaToya Cantrell would not be the president right now. The mayor. God forbid.
And after October the 11th, she'll still be in office. I guess she'll try to take another trips after the election. I don't know when the inauguration is, but she'll still
Dubai.
Technically be made. When? July?
No, I said Dubai.
Oh, Dubai.
Just to give her another chance to go to some faraway
destination. She's
going
to look for reasons to take a trip. All right, we got to get you a break here. If you do want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So what is it about these speeding cameras? Do you want to be able to speed? Is that why you don't want the cameras there? Or are the cameras just intrinsically unfair? Are they malfunctioning? Are they giving people tickets that didn't deserve the tickets? Or is it really just coming down to, I want to be able to speed and not get a ticket? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1972, the notorious B.I.G., Biggie Small, was born. He should be having a birthday today, but he's dead. He was murdered in 1997. He left a legacy of a lot of creative, distinctive work among rappers, but died in a drive-by shooting in 1997. That was months after Tupac Shakur was killed in a drive-by, and there were a lot of people who thought that Biggie Small was involved in the murder of Tupac. Biggie Small was part of the East Coast, West Coast hip-hop rivalry that was going on, and this was a case of life imitating art. Art is supposed to imitate life, but this was life imitating art. And this was just a vicious war, and people ended up dead. And so months after Tupac was killed in a drive-by, notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, was killed in a drive-by as well. Let's go to Tyler in New Orleans. Tyler, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scoot.
Hey, Tyler.
I just wanted to thank you. Congratulations on 55 years.
Oh, thanks.
My family and I started listening to you during Ida, actually, with our candles and our flashlights, and you really kind of helped us kind of take our mind off things and have something to do during those few weeks without power or anything. And as a young voter in this country and somebody who is more left-leaning, it's nice to see somebody on air criticize and Donald Trump and the things that he's doing, especially when I live in a state that is very red and surrounded by conservative talking points.
Tyler,
so I want to thank you for that.
Listen, you have no idea how much your call means, and I really appreciate that. And you know, during storms, you know, we all do what we can to make you feel comfortable and to know that we're going to get through this and to give you the information. And with the music that I use, even during those times, I just try to make you feel like we understand. But, you know, your comments, I really appreciate, because we often hear from the radicals that make a lot of noise, but there are a hell of a lot of people just like you. And this show is really dedicated to you. Everybody's welcome to listen. I don't ever wake up. I have never awakened and thought, okay, what can I criticize the president for doing? I never do that. But this particular president presents a lot of information that needs to be talked about, not the least of which is the pending threat to freedom of speech. And this president is trying to fundamentally change America, and the right-wing radicals want him to change it in their favor. And they basically want to change America to become their country, and it's not their country. And we need to continue to be loud and to persevere and continue to voice our opinions. And I will continue to do what I do. And I do it for people like you and your family, Tyler. And I appreciate the call.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tyler. And this whole deal about 55 years on the air came up. I did a television interview with Keith Spira from NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. He has a show on WLAE called Let's Talk. And he had me come for an interview, and that it was taped this morning. I'm not sure. It's going to be on in a couple of weeks. I'll let you know. But it was taped this morning at WLAE, and he brought up that I've been in the business for 55 years. And after 50 years, I guess I had not been counting as much. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right. Ron Isley, part of the Isley Brothers. amazing. These people are just amazing. 84 years old today. Happy birthday, Ron. We'll be back on WWL. All right, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2015, Louis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson died at the age of 60. This is one of their big hits, Brothers Johnson. He played bass in a lot of music sessions. He also played bass for Michael Jackson's Billie Jean and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. All right, we're just learning that the Trump administration has accepted the jet. The Pentagon says it will be used as Air Force One. So a lot of people are losing their jobs because the government needs to save money, but billions are going to be spent to refit this jet so it can be used as Air Force One, and it will be Donald Trump's personal property as soon as he leaves office. So this really is a gift to Donald Trump. Make no mistake about it. We'll talk about that. Also, if you're on hold, please just relax. Please stay on hold. I'll get to all of your calls as soon as we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.